Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
Hey, what's up? And welcome into Checkpoint AFK. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Good. Welcome to Checkpoint AFK on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. This is Checkpoint XP's lifestyle show. From the cosplay to the consoles, we cover everything you care about when you're away from your keyboard. Joining me today is, of course, Robbie Landis, Chad Callahan, and Norris Howard. No Joe or Rick this week with us.
Joe's puking his guts out right now.
Joe is very, very sick. Rick has got to go pick up the kid. So it's just the four of us. Yes, that's right. Responsibility. What's that? So it's just the four of us here kicking it with you today for Checkpoint AFK. We appreciate you hanging out with us both on the podcast and live on Twitch. Of course, you can join us on Fridays live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp for the latest episodes of Checkpoint AFK. So we like to start off this show with Apple Podcast reviews.
We'd like to.
It would be nice.
We have one here today.
All right.
Golf clap.
By Forte God DX.
Forte God. Is that Malik?
I have no idea.
How cool would that be?
That'd be so cool. Anyway, go ahead. It's not Malik.
So, Forte God DX says, and by the way, this is a 2-star review.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Says, meh. The new format is horrible, plus 1-star Robbie's D&D campaign is still something to look forward to.
Oh.
Well, Robbie got a compliment. I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
So,
you know, at the end there, when you mentioned the Robbie's D&D thing, I'm like, come on, this has nothing to do with the podcast.
So, all right, couple of things. First thing, okay. And this review came to us through the Daily Show feed. So not.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say we actually haven't changed the format. We didn't change anything.
We changed the imaging and the name and the branding.
But there's no formatting.
There's not much of a format change, yeah. I would say. But this, the comment was specifically talking about the daily podcast, which
requires some explanation.
Which has changed. Okay, so a couple of things is that first. If you listen to Checkpoint XP Daily, I would hope that you're also listening to Checkpoint AFK. This is where we can talk about the different things that are going on with the brand and what's happening on the channel, what's yep. happening on the podcast feeds. So if you want to know why things are changing, then I would recommend that you're subscribed to this feed right here. And if you're not, you're listening to this, maybe you're listening to it on our website, make sure you subscribe to the podcast feed. You can do that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, right? So let's talk about the way that the Daily Show has changed and the way that it's going to change further as we go along. So the Checkpoint XP Daily Podcast currently is not in production. We have been posting segments from the radio show and 2 segments at a time. And one of the big complaints that we get is that we're forward promoting things that don't exist.
Yep.
You just promoted something that I actually really want to hear. Okay. Well, in a couple of days, you will probably get it, right? That's how we've been doing it. I understand the frustration.
It can be confusing, and we know.
It's a stopgap measure.
Yes, something else is coming on that feed.
Yes, there is a new, totally reimagined daily show that will be coming on that podcast feed. And so we understand that putting segments of the radio show on the daily feed is a little bit confusing.
Especially when you're used to having what was before a daily show that was just fully
It was its own show. So we understand that. And so as of next week, we will no longer be putting segments of the national radio show out as the Daily Show podcast. Now, that does not mean we want you to unsubscribe from the Daily Show podcast feed.
Because something is coming on that feed.
Because we do have a brand new, again, totally reimagined, redesigned daily podcast that will be coming to that feed. Okay? So do not unsubscribe from that podcast feed. what we will be doing, hopefully starting maybe not on Monday next week, but at some point next week, is that the Checkpoint XP national radio show.
The whole ass show.
The whole 2 hours of it. Well, when the commercials are cut out, it's more like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Right? The full hour and a half is going to be available as a podcast. This is brand new.
Yes.
This is something we have never done
in the
history.
You're going to get it with all the cool production and stuff.
Exactly. This is something that we've never done in the history of Checkpoint. We've never made the national radio show available as a podcast. It's been available on demand in a bunch of different streaming fashions, right? Like back when we had the Mixcloud thing, or when you could find it at our website. We're going to just give it to you as a fully baked podcast that you can subscribe to on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and all of that. So if you like the radio show, if you like the national radio show, if you liked Checkpoint XP Daily, then you should subscribe to Checkpoint XP On Demand, which is what that feed will be called.
Yep. So you're going to be able to catch it. And also, because I see some folks in the chat saying, you know, I can't catch certain stuff live. We will be putting out a stream schedule very soon. We're in the process of getting things locked down. There will be sort of a layout of how, you know, the week will go for streams and for anything that we put out. So make sure you are on standby for that. Stay glued to the website and all of our social medias. And don't forget, January.
Yes.
Your ass needs to be back here. You need to be glued in and tuned in, because January, things are coming on the horizon. We've been talking about a lot of changes. January is when a lot of those things will be going into effect. So make sure you guys are tuned in. Is after the holidays are over, you ain't gonna have shit to do no way, nor are you gonna have money. So you might as well just sit around and listen to us talk about video games, and it's gonna be all new, all different.
And that's for free.
Yes.
That's free.
That's 100% free. We are going through some content changes here on the channel, whether it's the Twitch channel or whether it's our various podcast feeds. There's a lot of changes going on. We have a lot that's mapped out. We have a lot of plans, but we don't want to, you know, play our hand too early if something needs to be changed, right?
I'd also like to say, too, that if you feel like you're missing out or you don't have enough Checkpoint content, it's not all audio anymore.
That's right.
Go to the website daily, because the stuff that we're posting isn't just rehashed news, you know, that's already out there.
Down.
That's right.
We put our thoughts and our opinions, so while we may not be speaking them to you, you can read them and get just as much content.
Put my soul on this mic.
And listen, that's the thing. Like, you know what the, you know, video game media, you know, group think usually is. You get a lot of the same opinions whether you go to IGN or GameSpot or Giant Bomb. And I'm not trying to down on any of those different websites. They're great websites at what they do. But if you want to get our unfiltered, unbiased opinion, then you got to go to checkpointxp.com to get it. And by the way, Forte God DX, if you don't like the new format, that's fine. You're allowed not to like the new format. But we would encourage you, when you leave some of this feedback, to leave a little bit more productive feedback. What specifically is it about the new format that you don't like?
But also, still, thank you for giving us a review, because many people have not.
Yeah.
That's true, too. Well, all right. So, coming up here on Checkpoint AFK, we're going to be talking about one of the big pieces of news to drop this week, that The Matrix and the new John Wick movie are going to be coming out on the exact same day.
Keanu Day! Week of Keanu!
Which one are you going to? Stick around. That's coming up here on Checkpoint AFK.
Students are playing more video games than ever, and that's not a bad thing anymore. With Checkpoint XP on campus, you can peek into the world of college esports and gaming. We talk to personalities in the space like Phasix, who retired from the Overwatch League to join a college team, or thought leaders like James O'Hagan of the Academy of Esports, who's leading the charge on blending education and video games. It's not all black holes and floss dances. Games can lead to college scholarships, and we can tell you where on Checkpoint XP on campus.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. No, Checkpoint AFK. Welcome back.
How you just gonna take my damn show?
Sorry. Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. We promoted Checkpoint XP on campus during that break.
What the hell?
We're moving on to different hosts. Sorry.
Anyway.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. Talking today about Keanu Day.
That's Keanu Day. If that's not going to be what it's called. I mean,
people have, like, whether officially or unofficially, I don't know. But yes, May 21st, 2020 is Keanu Reeves Day.
Of course it's May. May is the best month in the history of months.
Is it because that's when that's your birthday?
It is also Norris History Month.
Stop. That's definitely unofficial right there.
It's not unofficial. We made it official through the show.
We did not do anything.
Yes, we did.
All right.
Either way.
Yes, two
Robbie,
studios.
Give us the rundown.
The two
on
studios behind. They better be two different studios. It's the same studio. That's an even dumber move right there. But found out that The Matrix 4 and John Wick 4 are both going to be released on the exact same day in 2020. On May 21st, Keanu is going to be going head-to-head against
Keanu.
So here's what I want to say. If you are unfamiliar with the John Wick movies, first of all, you shouldn't be. Second of all, they are as action movie gets, right?
You know, Weirdbeard had actually made the best comparison that I've ever heard of. He said that John Wick is for action movies today what Die Hard did for action movies.
I'd agree with that.
Easily.
Do I want to go to the movies and see some ass whooping? Yeah. I'm going to see a John Wick movie. That's what I'm going to do.
So here was the question that I had actually posed on Twitter. Now, we know the real answer is that everyone's just going to spend 6 hours in a theater.
Oh, I'm doing
May
a double
21st.
Feature. I'm totally doing the double feature.
Yes, but if you could only see one, you couldn't see the other one afterwards. Period. Ever.
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 Robbie, switch the cameras.
Savage.
Oh, whoops.
Anyway, if I could only see one.
Which one are you seeing?
Matrix. Here's why I say Matrix.
Really?
Because I know John Wick's going to be good. I know it's going to be fun. I know it's going to be all the stuff that a John Wick movie is.
You think you already know what you're going to see?
I think I know what I'm going to see with a John Wick movie, and that's going to be ass whoopings, okay? And creative deaths. What I need to see with the Matrix 4 is what the actual fuck is this movie? Because where we are in the Matrix mythos, it doesn't even make logical sense for there to be a fourth Matrix.
Okay. Let me give you a little counterpoint here, okay? Because you're right. With John Wick, you do know what you're going to see.
That's right.
You're going to walk out loving whatever it is that you saw.
It's true.
Right? Now, I will say this, though, is that the first three John Wicks, the way that I kind of look at them, right, is they've kind of served as his origin story, right? Because we're only just now setting up for whatever the hell is coming next, which is all-out war.
Yeah.
All right? That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be some in-game-level shit for John Wick.
But I know what it is. I know what it is already.
That means that there's a chance you could walk out of the Matrix, though, hating it.
That's okay. I'm okay with that. I am fully well aware that, first of all, I didn't like the Matrix 2 or 3. I thought they both sucked outside of, like, 30 collective minutes between the two films, right? But I gotta go see what the hell the fourth Matrix is about, because there's no logical reason as to why there is one. So even if it sucks, the curiosity, I'm there. I'm in the door.
I mean, you could kind of keep the John Wick films going forever.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I know
what
I'm going to get.
Without any rhyme or reason. But I think that there's going to be some kind of weird contrivance that brings us back to the Matrix. And that's what I think I'm more curious about.
Yes.
See, I really wish Joe was here for this, because his take on what could potentially happen, I think, is probably the most interesting. And you guys have to correct me, because I'm not as up on my Matrix mythos or whatever. But the idea of
Matrix lore.
Yeah, the lore. God. The idea of the one is that he's like an anomaly,
Yeah.
Right? And so Joe is like, maybe the Matrix 4 is whatever the next anomaly is and something different.
That's a see, the thing is, that's a cop out because he reset the system by sacrificing himself at the machine.
So the idea from the end of the trilogy is supposed to be that there is no more anomalies?
Yeah.
Is I that, don't know. That was not my reading.
No, my reading is that the architect, the Colonel Sanders guy, and the Oracle were two of the machines charged with overseeing the Matrix.
Right.
The architect from without and the Oracle from within.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
They got to a point with Neo that they realized this system of ones and anomalies is not working.
Right.
It didn't work. And every time Zion gets destroyed and we got to restart this system and it's boring and it's stupid and it's not working. And so I think whatever the Matrix 4 has to be is this got to be something outside of the whole Neo, you know, it's got to start there. It's got to start outside the whole original trilogy. It's got to bring Neo in from the side, if in my opinion. Because if you start with a new Neo, that's dumb. He's dead. How do you bring him back?
Wait, is Keanu officially in the movie? Do we know that for sure?
I mean, that's a good point. This
because,
could nope the whole
if
second
half. And gone, then maybe this isn't Keanu Day.
Interesting.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't look this
see
up.
Now but this was a huge news story when it broke.
Okay.
I would have a hard time thinking that if he's not in it,
that they
would say something about it.
He's yeah. in. He's in. He's on the. He's on the IMDb.
Now, the question of how much he's in it.
He could be.
That's okay. See, now here's the thing.
No. They did announce Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss, and Jada Pinkett were all going to be in the fourth Matrix movie.
Now here's the thing. He does not, according to the IMDb right now, he does not have top billing. Which lets me know exactly what I just said is that he'll be on the periphery of the story and come in. So it could be a whole ass side story. This could be happening, you know, in conjunction with the other Matrixes.
See, I don't know.
I think that would be whack, though.
That would be super whack. I don't want to see, like, the Matrix 4 should not be telling a tangential story to the Neo story, central Neo story. And I think that it presents us with some weird problems to try to overcome. If this is a prequel, then you can have Neo in it.
Yeah.
But what story are you telling? Are you telling the story of another cycle? Because if you're just telling the story of another cycle, I'm not interested.
Because we know how it ends.
Exactly. So are you? If it takes place afterwards,
how do you justify Neo?
If you're telling the story of another cycle, how are you exactly justifying Neo's presence outside of a flashback?
Yes.
Which I think would be a big cop out.
Yes.
If he's resurrected, I think that's another big cop out.
Yes.
If he is the image that the machines choose to try to co-opt,
that's exactly to
reinstate the cycle.
That'd be sweet.
That's interesting.
Oh,
that'd be sweet.
The bad guy this time around.
Oh man!
If Keanu,
if there is no Agent Smith, but Neo is the new Smith.
Exactly.
Son. Okay, that could be sweet.
I mean,
that could be
sweet.
See, but look at all this potential we talking about in the next John Wick. What is John Wick gonna do?
He's
fuck people up.
He's gonna beat the shit out of a lot of people and use some guns.
That is the answer, okay? Flat out. That's what he's gonna do. He's gonna fuck people up, and there will be a side character who will also be just as ill at fucking people up, but not as ill as John, right? And that's gonna be the story. That's it.
Yeah.
So if we're talking about picking one or the other, you have to pick the Matrix because John Wick. Now, I'll give you this. It's always better to see an action movie in the theater, period. Any action movie.
I don't know about that.
That's just how I feel. All right.
I feel the same way.
It's always good to see a big budget action flick at the theater, big screen, rumbling seats and all that, right?
But, I mean, I think the Matrix is I'd put it right up there as well.
I want to push back on that a little bit. Because there was one theater experience where I went, oh, this is actually infinitely better when I watch it at home.
Which is?
The Hobbit.
It's not an action movie.
Yeah,
that is an epic.
No, I'd say that counts as
much. That is a fantasy epic.
It's as much of an action movie as any other action movie. It follows the same beats.
But why do you feel that way? Because I feel like I love seeing the Lord of the Rings in the theater.
Well, he didn't say Lord of the Rings. He said The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
And I'm saying all of them.
Okay. The Tolkien verse.
The property.
Here's what did it. I saw it in 3D. Now, I don't know if the 3D had as much to do with
this. It probably did, because 3D sucks.
Hang on.
Yeah, I think it might have been that as well.
There were multiple scenes in The Hobbit where seeing it in 3D and on the big screen, I could go, oh, they're clearly on a set. That's clearly a prop. That's clearly made out of styrofoam.
It was hard for you to suspend your disbelief.
No, I wanted to suspend my disbelief, and for maybe half of it, but it was
so big, you were able to pick these things out. Because I don't know if that's necessarily 3D. I just think watching stuff in 3D,
yeah, exactly,
is shitty,
just trash. Yeah.
If it's not
specifically, I agree.
3D only.
I think, and I only mentioned the 3D because that's how I saw it, and it
you
may
didn't feel
have,
that way with like any of the other Lord of the Rings movies, though.
No, not at all.
It may have
had a big impact on it. It may have had something to do with the way that they made that film and the difference between how.
Didn't
they
the
Hobbit
shoot
movies.
It at a weird frame rate?
I think they did.
Yeah,
they absolutely shot
it at a higher frame
they
rate
did.
Than normal.
And the thing is it made props look like props.
Yeah.
And that was a big problem. It took me out of the movie. I was in. At first, I was in, mm-hmm. right? And there was it was at the point right after they go down the river in the barrels and they get captured by the elves. Or no, I'm sorry, it's right before the barrels when they get captured by the elves and they're in the
elf prison.
They're in the elf prison.
I actually know the scene and whatnot that you're talking about.
Where
honestly,
he's got where the one dwarf has the flat pebble and he's flipping it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I
get that. And I think that that's more a criticism on probably the movie itself.
It might be. It might be. But it kind of reinforced, like, I don't really need to see action movies in the theater. Because when I saw it at home, because I watched all three of the Hobbit movies back to back. When I saw it at home, I didn't recognize it. I didn't see the same thing that I saw in the theater.
I have to go with Norris because there are two instances that reinforce the whole action movies have to happen in theaters in period.
The Fast series.
The first thing is Spider-Man 2 when he's stopping the train.
Oh my God. Right? Yeah.
I was in like almost the front row and like I have never felt more like I'm being pushed back into my seat during that.
Interesting.
And then the other one was I had actually watched Pacific Rim at home on the computer.
That's one where you can go like,
and as I'm watching it, I'm just like, I fucked up.
Yeah.
I should have seen this
see
in
that.
Theaters.
There are a few movies where I've been like, oh, dude, I really regret
I
not
mean,
seeing
think
this.
About it. Like, across the board, action isn't a prerequisite.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I can maybe give that to you a little.
That's
all
what
right,
I'm saying.
Fine. I'm just saying a film like Endgame.
Yes, I agree with that.
You have no choice.
Not just because it's an action film, but because it's the culmination of 18 films that came previous
right,
to it. I feel like that one was one I needed to see in the theater.
You didn't?
No, I did.
No,
oh,
you
okay. I'm
we
like,
all,
Nate,
we
you
all saw
up.
Endgame.
No.
Remember, we did a podcast. We all saw Endgame like the day it came out.
Yeah. Good. I was about to be like, Nate, you
yeah.
fucked up, man.
No. I saw both
Infinity War and Endgame.
Both in theater, yeah.
But the point still stands, though, that I think both John Wick and The Matrix will benefit from being seen at the theaters, right? Mm-hmm. But I think there is one over the other one that if the theater is, intrinsic to the experience of seeing it, it will be The Matrix.
I agree with that. It's going to be The Matrix.
As opposed to John Wick. I can watch John Wick on a plane and be just as enthralled with John Wick because it is the best ass-kicking committed to film in the past decade.
All right. Well, in this case, if it was the idea that you can only see one or the other, you can't see the other one ever again. See, I'm going to employ the same thinking that I have when it comes to food, right? I'm less likely to try new food if I don't like the look or the smell of it because I don't want a meal to be ruined and be like, well, there you go. I'm hungry. I want something to eat, and I ate something that I hated, and now I just get to sit with
it. But
that,
it's The
right?
Matrix. Why do you have any expectations for this? Considering the second and third films were.
The second and the third sucked, so we have no idea this is actually going to be good. I know I'm going to go into John Wick, and this time I'm going to see him do hand-to-hand combat on a fucking tank.
Bruh, when is the last time you've ever gone to McDonald's and went, that was the best damn meal I've ever had?
Yeah, but I also don't go into McDonald's. I'm also not going to choose McDonald's as my last meal.
That's not, who says this is the last meal? We're talking about, do I have to choose between one or the other? And I'm saying, if the Matrix 4 is a fast food meal and John Wick is cooking at home, and you decide to, you know, how many times do you decide to go to McDonald's before you decide to cook at home?
I actually will cook at home because I ain't got to spend money on that.
Okay, that's you. I'm saying there's a ton of people who would go to McDonald's knowing that what they're getting is not going to be the greatest meal on the planet and be totally okay with it.
But if you have a choice between knowing you ain't going to get it and you might get a good meal, you're going to go with the one that's going to be better.
That's you, man. I'm Chad. Going to see it. Because, no, you know what
You've
this is?
You've been quiet,
The Matrix
Chad.
4 is the McRib, okay? It's the McRib. It's back for a limited time. It's back for a limited time, and I need to go see it. It's the Shamrock Shake. It's all of that, okay?
That's disgusting.
It is back for a limited time, and I must grab it.
Chad.
Yes.
The Matrix or John Wick? Which one are you seeing?
Okay,
only one.
Here's my problem. I probably won't see either. I would rather
don't start. Note the segment.
Here's my problem. Now, I'll tell you this one. I'm not going to watch it because I'm still having the issue with John Wick where the dog dies, and I refuse.
Chad!
I refuse.
Chad!
Spoilers.
There's so much more. It's in the trailer.
There's so much more.
It's the premise for the whole series.
There's so much more to that series. They do the dog justice, man. They do it justice.
Okay, if we're talking about dog-to-people ratio of death, I mean,
it's already one too many.
But listen, John Wick is taking out. Yeah, it evens up. John Wick's taking out a small city worth of people for one dog.
I'll have to get a version that they cut out just the part that I don't want to deal with.
You don't even actually see it. Like
it happens. Yeah, I don't need the emotional sadness that go with it.
But it sets up the rest of you have to. You know what, Chad? We're watching that movie together. We're watching the movie. It's happening.
I'm on a vendetta just to make me cry.
I've not seen it either. Just mostly because I have virtually no interest in it.
Maybe that's it too. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I like Die Hard. I like action movies. So yeah, it's like, see, I feel like
Nate,
I should be invested.
I can
hear the dog thing.
For Nate, you just don't like action movies.
That's not true.
In general.
That's not true.
That's not true. No. I do. I like action movies. It's not something that I go out of my way to see, right? I will go out of my way to see a screening of a David Lynch film. I'll go out of my way to see a movie that I know I like, right? I'll go out of my way to see a movie that I feel has taken some chances and has some risk involved with it.
See, so the Matrix.
Well, no.
Right?
That's more of a chance to go in to see a John Wick film.
No. I'm talking about like
what you talking about,
like narrative risks.
Okay, fine.
Right,
like Old Boy.
Yes,
that's an action film that took risks.
Yes.
Not the Spike Lee version,
and
the Korean one.
I'm much more willing to go see something like that in a theater because I'm like, I want to support the person who made it.
Yeah.
As opposed to John Wick, they're going to make a million of these movies
regardless.
Before I die. Like,
regardless of if you go and see it,
see it or not, it's a yeah.
And it's also not. And it's also
the,
not.
It's
a,
the Fast and Furious formula.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also not a big like cultural experience the way the Marvel movies are.
That's also true. I do not care if a John Wick movie gets spoiled for me.
Yeah.
At all.
See, that's where I was going to say, like, because and everyone's going to hate me on this podcast for this. I'm only interested in it if I feel that it's like, okay, I'm invested in the story, I'm invested in the characters.
Sure.
Leading to the Marvel. Yeah. Leading to the Marvel thing, I skip ones that I'm not interested in. And I know it's overall picture, but I'm just like,
what Marvel movies have you skipped?
Ant-Man and Wasp.
Those are good ones to skip.
If there were gonna be movies that you skipped, those are probably the
point.
Ones
like,
to
I
skip.
I was just like, I mean, okay, I gave Captain America one a fair chance. I fell asleep both times, so I'm sorry. I just can't.
The first one.
The first Captain America.
It's the worst one.
Did you watch
Winter Soldier? It is the worst one.
Winter Soldier is up there.
You
with
might
like,
remind me which one that is.
I don't know. It reminded me of a Bourne movie.
Yeah.
It's the one with the Bucky Barnes has the.
Okay, yeah.
Silver arm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I go for the ones that I'm like, all right, I'm invested in this character.
Sure.
I'm not gonna go because it's a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my problem with both these movies is like they're just like they're just blockbusters, and I feel like I'm invested in these characters. Like, Neo's quote-unquote dead, potentially. I don't know. Why do I care if he's dead? And if you, I mean, unless it's the way that you
no,
it,
I mean,
maybe I'm invested. And,
no, but I mean, I think that's a really good point. I think that it the onus is on the Matrix to sell why this movie is important, why this story is important. Because if they come out and it's just like more Matrix bullshit, I'm not going.
It reminds me of Pirates. Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Where
there
you
go.
The trilogy's done. And then it's like,
great.
Why would we continue?
Great analogy.
That's a perfect one.
Perfect analogy.
Because I saw Pirates 1 and 2, and I went, wow, these are really amazing films. And by the time I got around to the third one, I was like, why have they not finished this story
and
yet?
I've seen all of them because my family always goes to see them.
I'll watch them.
None of them were ever as good or even had the same charm, even though they still had Johnny Depp in them.
Yeah.
They were missing something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel you, and that's the bigger thing. I can understand your feeling about, like, being invested in the characters. Because, like, at this point, I'm invested in John Wick. I want to see John Wick win, and I want to see him beat people up. That's what I want. But I also know I'm not going to John Wick to be moved. I'm not there to have a whole, you know, this holistic cinematic experience. That's not where I'm going. I'm going to see explosions. And that's fine.
I do want to point this out about John Wick, though, because up until this third one, right, he's been very reluctant, right? He wanted to get out of it. He wanted to retire. He didn't want to have to hurt nobody, but they forced his hand.
They literally forced at least a piece of his hand.
Yeah. And so now going forward, you know, at the end of the last one, he said, I'm pissed. So we haven't seen John Wick.
I mean, I feel you.
The John Wick iceberg.
I feel you. But again, I know what I'm getting. That's the biggest thing. So I'm confused as to why. First of all, John Wick was going to run forever. And Keanu has said, I will make these films as long as my body will allow me to.
Which I love.
He's going to end up dying on the set of John Wick.
I would not be surprised.
that's what's going to happen.
I would, knowing
if
his
he does legend.
No, for real. But knowing his life and like how sad parts of it are.
It would kind of be weirdly poetic.
It would kind of be weirdly poetic for him to die on the side of the John. I'm not putting that in the universe, obviously.
No.
But
he just came out that he's officially with his girlfriend now.
Yeah.
He's, you know, absorbing the life out of.
Bruh.
Picture of Dorian Gray situation.
So, like, basically, Robbie, you're saying he's too happy right now? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying anything. I don't want him to, and if it happens, it's going to be like on John Wick 57. Right? Like 70 years from now.
I hope so.
He's going to be in the wheelchair, like,
kicking ass.
Like, what? How old is he? He's like late 40s, isn't he? Or mid-40s?
Mid-40s.
Mid or late 40s.
Yeah. I think he's in his mid-40s.
You know what? Somebody Google that, because he's a lot older than you would think. He's older, he's older than his girlfriend.
He is.
Yeah, and I thought, like,
shit, he's 55 years old.
Yeah. So he's, wow.
I mean, and he was born in Lebanon. I didn't know that.
They're, like, some of these actors,
really? Yeah.
Jesus, for sure. Like, I want to age like them. Come on. Like,
right. Son. You ain't got the money.
So, there it is. That's the main thing.
Keanu, I feel like, doesn't put effort into it, though. Like, I feel like he won't. Because he's that kind of person who you hear is like, he lives.
When
you know
what you know about him. Yeah,
like,
I don't picture him going in like,
I don't see him
like,
going
you know,
in and be like, I need all this
getting
money.
Getting cellular reconstruction.
No. Keeping him young, but listen, I'm going to just put that out there. Just like there are not very many. People on the internet aren't really that cute. They just have way more money than you. And that's the thing, right? So with somebody like Keanu, I think he just has a wealth of spirit.
He's healthy, one of the healthy lifestyle.
Healthy
as
lifestyle.
Well.
Good energy. He's one of like the few people who like his actual like his aura and shit has probably sustained his life and his youthful vigor.
Maybe that's why he like hand hovers. He's actually just giving you aura.
Like straight up,
aura.
He just gives you aura.
No, he just he is a smart man.
He knows
that. Yeah, that knows how to respect people that he's meeting for the first time,
and he's giving you aura.
You know, he was in a motorcycle crash once where like, his bone was like sticking out of his like skin.
I did not
know
that. And
pretty,
I could see Keanu just looking at it and just going,
he was
like,
in
that
shock.
Is the extent.
He stood up and was just walking around because he was in shock, and they're like, stop, sit down.
Your bone's out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Your bone's out.
He really is the one.
Man. Oh, my God.
He really is the one.
Maybe he is. I don't know. He definitely has seemed to find a way to be able to defy time.
Have you guys seen the petition going around that they want Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure released on the same day as well?
Oh, that's right. They're making another one.
That is true.
I'll watch that one.
That's See? Keanu has a movie for everyone.
He does. Oh, man. All right. Well, coming up here on Checkpoint AFK, what's another franchise or maybe a sequel that you've always wanted to see but have never gotten? Right? Like, what's a one-off movie or even a video game that exists out there that you just desperately want to see continued but never have? We're going to talk about that coming up next on Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Esports is the fastest growing area in collegiate athletics, and Checkpoint XP on campus keeps you up to speed on all the exciting action.
From varsity and club esports tournaments to college curriculums focused on gaming, each week, Checkpoint XP on campus brings you more than just stats and scores.
We're digging to school rivalries, scouting, scholarships, and talking with players and coaches.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP on campus, the show for collegiate video gaming and esports.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. Checkpoint XP's lifestyle podcast. Thanks for checking it out. If you like the show, if you're enjoying the conversations that you hear on the show, we invite you to leave us a little bit of Apple Podcast love. We read it at the start of every Checkpoint AFK. Make sure you check out all of our podcasts and leave us a little bit of a review. So I got a question for you guys. What is another franchise or even like a one-off movie or a video game that you've always wanted to see a sequel to, but one's never come out?
I mean, people are going to look at me weird, but there was a movie that came out in the early 90s. It was a Disney movie called The Rocketeer.
Oh, I remember The Rocketeer.
Would have vaguely loved to see another Rocketeer movie. It took place in the 40s. They fought Nazis. Yep. It was very like, or excuse me, the 30s. It was very like Art Deco, and which is one of my favorite, just like art and architectural styles. And I thought it was like, it was campy and it was weird, but it was really cool and fun. And so I would have loved to see another Rocketeer movie. Also, I just thought it would design, dude, the poster this day is one of my favorite film posters made.
It's not just Art Deco, it's mid-century modern as
that
well.
Too, yeah.
It took a lot of visual influence from that old German silent film Metropolis.
Yep.
It is a gorgeous movie. It is a gorgeous movie made with practical effects.
Yep.
That was the most remarkable
thing
about it.
They tied a man to a string and put a rocket-looking thing on his back and shot him into the air. It wasn't no CG around then. So.
I forgot that Disney had done that movie.
It sure did. Yeah. So Disney Plus right now if you want to check it out.
It's a great movie.
Speaking of campy and weird, and I choose this one because recently the star of the original was asked if he could do a sequel for one of his movies, which one he'd like to do. I'd like to see the last action hero.
Yes! No. Yes! 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 1,000 times yes! I love that movie.
I still don't even remember a whole lot of it. Like, I've tried to find it a few times to rewatch it because you and Joe talk about it.
Yes.
And I'm like, I remember renting this time and time again from, not even from a video store, it was from the gas station that happened to have a video wall.
Yeah.
At a gas station?
In the back, where like...
He grew up in the boonies, man. Yeah. It was a one-stop shop.
They all put one thing all together.
Back where they would take the bottle returns, their wall back there next to the bathroom, there was like...
You could give your bottle return and
there were like 20. Right? There were like 20 movies, yeah. And so I don't remember... The only thing I remember is that the bad guy had like a smiley face.
You do know who that was, right?
Eye.
You do know who that was, right? That's Charles Dance. It's Tywin Lannister.
That's right. Yeah. But when you...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but when they talk about this, like, I don't remember any of these
it's
scenes.
So
and I'm
good.
Like, why has my brain blocked out these memories? I need to see it.
Dude,
again.
There's a scene where there is a bomb strapped or tied into a dead body, and Arnold and his daughter and the kid who's stuck in the movie have to run and go stop the bomb. Because it's a funeral that's happening on a rooftop for some reason. It's L.A., whatever.
Everything's on rooftops.
Yeah, and so they try to, like, chopper airlift this dead body off of this roof. Because if they're going to pull his finger and it's going to be, like, that's the trigger. And he's going to fart. The dead body is going to fart. And that is going to be what sets the bomb off.
Why don't I remember this?
And they took it and they threw him in the La Brea tar pits in a massive fart bubble. Just expands out of the tar pits and explodes. It is phenomenal.
I know I've seen this movie. I do not remember that.
It's great.
So if you don't remember this movie, why do you want a sequel to it so bad?
Because I just remember loving that movie so much and constantly. Every time we'd go, D's Party Store was what the gas station was called, by the way. Every time we'd go into D's, I'd want to rent the same movie. My mom would be like, get a different fucking movie.
Did you ever go get that and
The Wizard. You guys remember The Wizard?
No.
Yeah, I remember The Wizard.
Or it was The Wizard, not The Wiz.
No, the Wizard.
With the kid that was, yeah, like competitive video gaming?
Yes.
Yep.
It's The Wizard.
Oh, I thought he was about to say some shit like The Mysteries of Tirnanog or some shit like that. That'd have been weird.
The Mystic Knights?
Yeah, was that the one with the kangaroos? What was the one with the kangaroos? It was, dude, there was
what
a
What the fuck are you talking
no,
about?
There was, the Mystic Knights of Tirnanog, that was a Fox
That was a TV show. Yeah, that was it. But there was a movie
kangaroos?
With these guys.
What?
They were like kangaroos, and they like, it was like martial arts. I swear to God, I'm going to look this up.
What?
Pick another one. I'm going to find this.
I'm so
All right,
confused.
Nate, what about you? I mean, you got your, you know, longtime wish of a third season of the...
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
No, I'm
Warriors of Virtue.
I'm thinking
that was it.
I don't know what that is.
Go look it up. It was amazing, and they're all kangaroos.
So are Mystery Science, kangaroos or all virtues?
The
what?
The terrible show, Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a terrible show.
Well, that's the last year was a pretty big year for TV for me because we saw Mystery Science Theater 3000 come back on Netflix, and Twin Peaks came back to Showtime. And yeah, those were two amazing series returns.
How about a sequel to Meet the Feebles?
I was actually thinking about that. And here's the thing is Peter Jackson made Meet the Feebles.
I want to know how he feels about that movie now, do you?
Yeah, he loves that movie.
All right,
he loves that movie. In fact,
it's in the cards.
In fact, he referenced Meet the Feebles in his Return of the King Oscar speech.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say he referenced it in Return of the King.
No. In his Oscar speech, he goes up there and he goes, wow, it's pretty far from Feebles,
yeah,
huh? Something like that. Uh-huh. But I would love to see... him return to the world of Feebles with all of the filmmaking knowledge he has now.
And resources.
Budget. Yes, yeah. And a real budget. I honestly... Because that's one of the weirdest and most twisted things I've ever seen in my life. And I think I would just love to see what he does with it in like 2020. Yeah. It would be amazing. Yeah. No one, by the way, would see that movie. No one.
Not even you?
No, I would see it.
Oh, okay.
And Peter Jackson.
It would be.
But that's Nate.
But it would
he's
be,
totally okay with him and the director being the only people who ever saw the movie.
That's true. Because that's what happened with Southland Tales. But I don't think that there is a terribly large audience for Feebles content in 2020.
Probably not.
Chad, what about you?
I don't really have a movie.
It could be anything.
Se.
Anything.
Series. But I do remember there was a show, Pushing Daisies, a while back. And it,
like, I love that show!
It was a good premise.
It was a great premise.
Just kind of, it just didn't do well, and people just kind of...
It just fell off.
It just fell off, and I really wanted to see like more, because like, I thought the premise was really cool, where like he couldn't touch the girl he loved, and it was just like really...
So he was rogue?
So basically, yeah. he could bring people back to life, but with a single touch. But if he touched them again, they're dead, but dead forever. He couldn't bring them back no matter what he did. The girl he liked when he was younger died.
So he touched her,
brought her back.
And now he can't touch her.
Never touch her again.
Selfish. Selfish ass. Yeah.
But now he also has to keep it a secret that she's alive because everyone knows she's dead. They had a whole funeral for her.
Yeah.
So now they have to pretend that, you know, she's a different person, give her this, like, other
identity.
Life. Identity.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
It sounds like a good premise.
It was goofy. It was funny. And it was just like, it was called Pushing Daisies, which exactly...
Yeah.
All right. So, what about a game?
Hang on. Did you ever watch the series Dead Like Me?
I did.
It very similar premise to Pushing Daisies.
Yeah,
kind of similar vibe. I think some of the same people who worked on Dead Like Me also worked on Pushing Daisies. But I loved that show when it was on. Yeah. I loved that show.
That one had a little bit longer run, but not by much.
Let's see. It had 29 episodes, two seasons, and it had a movie.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That's
so,
not bad.
Yeah, Dead Like Me, Life After Death.
Yeah. So what about a game? What about a game for everybody that has only seen maybe one release or could use another release?
This is really easy for me. I've got two.
All right.
Legend of Dragoon is the first one.
That's very...
I just want a re-release. Everyone
wants it. I would settle rather, for a re-release.
HD remake?
I would rather have that. Yeah, I would rather have that first. And then if it sparks some huge popularity... Keep making it. Because, I mean, Sony's got to do what's economically viable for it. You know, it was a great game. It did very well on its initial release.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I would love to see, a reboot and then a continuation of that series. I also desperately want another sequel to Chrono Trigger. Because I love Chrono Cross, and I love how different it is from Chrono Trigger, and just how few threads connect Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross, and I'd love a third one.
I would like a Magus game. A Magus game or a Frog game in the Chrono Trigger universe.
I don't think I need that.
That's what I would like.
That's fair. When I first played Chrono Cross, I hadn't played Chrono Trigger yet.
Oh.
I didn't even know that they had anything to do with one another.
Got it.
And then after, like, I really liked having to discover what the connection between those two games was. And I thought that it was really brave of Square Enix and the people who made that game to actually do it that way instead of doing a direct sequel continuation.
Well, that makes sense based on your movie and music tastes. You like to do side quests in your movies and find out a whole bunch of like lore and stuff. So that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah,
for
but
the
I don't
games you like.
I don't like spin-off stuff. I like something that is like so new and different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I liked about Chrono Cross. Like, once I finally understood the, you know, Trigger and Cross, how they connected and how they were different, I liked how it wasn't a just direct continuation on from the previous game.
I feel you. For me, I would love to see a sequel to Dragon's Dogma. I thought that game was, like, really underrated.
And I agree.
I loved seeing a Japanese studio's take on what they think a Western RPG would look like. And that's basically what Dragon's Dogma is. The gameplay is really tight. It's
Capcom? I do not understand. Oh, no, never mind. Because they just took the monster climbing mechanic from Dragon's Dogma and plugged that straight into Monster Hunter, didn't they?
Chicken egg. I think Monster Hunter may have actually did, because Robbie, you played a lot of Monster Hunter. Could you climb monsters in
on the PSP version? I don't think you could.
I don't think you could.
Yeah, I don't.
So
think
it might have been. It might have been they took it from Dragon's Dogma and put it in Monster Hunter. That's dope.
I mean, if you consider it, Dragon's Dogma might have been kind of like a
beta test for Monster Hunter World,
like a conceptual test to see if this would work.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I would still love the concept of what they did.
I agree.
In Dragon's Dogma,
they made a sequel.
They made
a phenomenal game.
Make it more open world because it's open world in quotations.
What was the first game about?
There was a dragon.
I remember that.
There was a rift.
Oh, I
remember that.
Dog.
That's all I remember.
That's all I remember, too.
Yeah.
And I beat it.
I beat it, too. And I remember that last dragon fight was fucking nuts, because that dragon was huge.
It was good.
And you had to climb all over it, and then he took off flying somewhere into the atmosphere, and you had to still be climbing his ass and fighting him. So I thought Dragon's Dogma was cool. I would love to see it, you know, have more of the true multiplayer element.
I agree.
Not just using other people's pawns and stuff. So I would like to see that again. And, yeah.
Fair enough.
Chad, what about you? I'm still kind of thinking on mine, because I don't want to do an easy answer, but I'm having trouble.
The only one I was thinking of, and it was actually because we talked about Forza and its recent...
Oh, no. Chad, stop.
What's the word?
Battle Royale.
Aspect, but it brought me to, like, when I mentioned a Twisted Metal version of...
Okay.
Forza, yes, a new Twisted Metal.
A new Twisted Metal would be awesome.
It would be really cool if there was a Battle Royale car blow up, fuck each other up kind of just game.
That would be great.
It would be so cool.
If it was basically like, you know, Twisted Metal or like Vigilante 8, but a Battle Royale.
Yeah, I think it would be great. Like, just imagine a huge, like, all different types of terrain.
You know who should make it? You know who should make it? Psyonix.
They could. They very well could.
And then they could marry the Rocket League kind of thing. Maybe there could be like, I don't know.
Bruh, they already have figured out how to make cars control well in midair.
Right.
So,
I mean,
if Psyonix made it, that'd be dope.
Take that kind of concept and then put that into a Battle Royale and I'm in.
That'd be dope. That might be the first Battle Royale I get good at.
It'd be fun.
For real.
Do you guys remember the game Auto Assault?
Yes.
It was a early 2000s MMO where you controlled a car. Yeah, it was not good.
I do remember it,
but no, it was not a great game. But yeah, I think if you did something like that could totally pop off.
There was one thing that was kind of like it called Wrecked. I accidentally picked it up on Steam for like $1, and it was...
That's not an accident.
It was... Okay, well, I accidentally picked it up thinking it was going to be cool, I guess is what I should say.
Yeah.
And don't touch that. It's a waste of $1. It's like $3 too much. They really should pay me for the time I spent.
$1 is $3 too much.
Yeah, honestly, they need to pay me for like the time and effort I put into that. Like, it was just... But like, concept was there, and it just was awful.
They didn't have the dev muscle behind it. And
the graphics were terrible. It was bad.
But, all right, Robbie, it's your turn.
I don't want to choose, like, you know, a game that as of now still has a chance
Horizon.
To get it. You know, Horizon or Control.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, obviously. I mean, they've actually already announced that Horizon's being worked on.
Yeah.
A series that, for all intents and purposes, is dead. Suikoden would be a great one, but there's already a huge movement, you know, for that to come
back.
Are
they crowdfunding something for Suikoden or something?
What's that? It's Konami or
I think that is Konami.
Yeah, it's Konami. So it's
oh, they're happened. Just doing it. Oh, okay, cool.
It'll just never happen.
No, it won't.
Again. And actually the one that I thought of that I had a lot of fun playing on Steam in, I can't remember the name of it now. Maybe Chad can help me. I know that it's based on a sort of future cyberpunk-esque tabletop game, Shadowrun. That's what it is. I played a Shadowrun game on Steam a few years ago, and even at the time it was old. It might have been like 2004, 2005.
Yeah, Shadowrun's old.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, and I know that I actually think I still have a few other Shadowrun. I don't know if there's continuations or sequels or same games, but they're still within the Shadowrun universe that I've bought but haven't played yet. But that particular one was so much fun and had me tuned into that game like nonstop for several days. It was short, like I beat it in like 15 or 20 minutes. But that was a lot of fun, and just the Shadowrun world like really captured me. And I've kind of like just been kind of keeping my eye out for like similar type stuff.
For any new
but
similar stuff.
Yeah, I'd love something that was newer and more next gen that's set in the Shadowrun universe.
Interesting.
I could do with a new dungeon fighter too.
Like a la...
No, like DFO. Like I could do with an overhaul of Dungeon Fighter Online.
Dark Cloud.
Oh, okay.
Dark Cloud's a good one. Yeah. Dark Cloud's a good one. Skies of Arcadia.
Well, that would have been great.
Yeah.
Skies...
100%,
oh, man.
100%. That needs a remake, though.
I miss...
Like that needs a remake and then
that
sequel.
Was Skies of Arcadia...
Dreamcast.
Yeah, and then they re-released it on PS2.
Oh!
Did they?
I think they
freaking
did.
Power Stone! Give me a new Power Stone, Capcom. It was Smash. No, Power Stone was good. Power Stone was so
fun. You finish your Power Stone thing. I have another one.
Okay.
That's even better than Power Stone.
Okay.
Specifically, we need this for the Switch so we can take them around with us because it needs to be done in real time. If you don't take care of them, they die.
Oh my god.
I'm in.
We need a Nintendo Switch semen.
No.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. No, no one needs that.
I thought
no,
you guys said Neopets, and I got real excited.
I don't like any of that.
No. Yeah, I don't.
I don't like any of that. That's like saying you want Tamagotchi to come back.
Except Tamagotchis have came back a few times over the past decade.
They're on your phone. You can get it for your phone.
I do not want.
It'll just yell at you every 20 seconds.
I do not want.
Imagine if your Tamagotchi back in the day had the ability to send you alerts. Like you're in the middle
of class. And vibrate,
yeah. Oh,
yeah. And it's like making noises and shit. You're like, shut the fuck up.
They made noise in class the first time around. They went
did
like,
you mute them? I can't remember.
You can mute them.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it was off, it's not going to suddenly start like yelling because it needs to be fed.
No, but then
you go home and turn it on and oh shit, it died.
Yeah.
So imagine you download it on your phone now, you're going to start getting push notifications.
Hey, how's that different than every other game on Facebook right now?
It's not.
It's
not. It's
life and
death. That's Farmville you just talked about.
Yeah, you just explained Farmville.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I think that's where we're going to leave it for Checkpoint AFK. Thanks so much for joining us today. CheckpointXP.com is where you can find out more info about the show, interviews from past episodes, and a whole lot more content. That's all over at CheckpointXP.com. Stay up to date on all the latest by following us on social media. That's CheckpointXP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you like the show, consider dropping by our Apple Podcast feed and giving us a rating and a review. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. For the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis, Chad Callahan, and Norris Howard, my name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.